when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Ruth and Shine podcast. Today with a New Year's special. Featuring us, the Swedish sisters, Josephine Ruth and Victoria Ruth Olsen. We share experiences from our international lives and careers. Welcome back. This is Victoria.
Hi, everyone. This is Josephine. And this is one of our favorite episodes of the year, which is going to come in three parts. So today we're going to talk about the year in review. Then we're going to be talking about the stars and the years and the stars, and then setting our intentions and goals for 2023.
Exactly. And this very episode that you're listening to right now is that special on the year in review. And why is it so important that we stop and do this, Josephine? Why not just go for next year, 2023?
Because we always just do that, right? We jump into the next thing. And this is an opportunity to take that moment to pause, take a moment to reflect, think through what is everything that we're celebrating, what is the things that we learned, what are the things that we unlearned. So taking that moment to really reflect before we can take that step forward and moving into the next year.
Exactly. And I've recommended so many of my clients actually do book a meeting with themselves and just check in, almost like you do at the end of it, a big project or something going on, and you know, to stop like this. Now, the way you can listen to this podcast, you can do it in various ways. One is to simply, you know, put on the podcast, go for a lovely walk, and whatever you do when you listen to podcasts. Another way is to actually bring us with you, get a nice new journal maybe, or wherever you're keeping your notes, and reflect together with us. So we have prepared 10 questions. We'll come back to them in a moment. And you might just want to pause the podcast, stop and think about, all right, what would be my answer to this question? So we are happy to get to join you for this very special end of year review meeting, right?
Yes, absolutely. So heat up a cup of tea and come and join us. And the questions, we've been doing this for years now. So this list of our 10 questions are, of course, based on our previous years, but always with a little bit of, you know, being a little bit refined. And the idea here and thought is now that we're going to try to keep this list of 10, maybe with slight modifications, who knows, just so that we can start to build this. You know, we love going back to the year before. And it's quite nice to have these 10 questions and have responded to them and look back over time how you have developed as a person and how your life has developed. So yeah, these are going to be something that we're coming back to.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, let's just get started, Josephine. Are you ready? Let's just be very clear with the listeners. We've agreed, we've discussed like which 10 questions make the list, right? And we've gone through, as Josephine said, previous materials and content and all. So here are the 10. And we've sort of started to reflect on them ourselves. I certainly probably will go back after this episode and just take a moment and write it all down and even think a little deeper. But let's start with question number one. And since I'm starting, I'm going to throw it to you.
No, I was really hoping that I was going to jump in and be the first one to pose the question. Okay. You start asking me though. Because we mini prepared, but we're not like fully prepared here. So
exactly. So question number one, how would you sum up your year in three words? So 2022 in three words.
Facing of fears.
Those are three words.
Yeah. I made it like a little mini sentence like that.
Ah, I see. Okay, that's good. Facing of fear. Do you want to expand just a little bit?
No. Well, it will come, but there would be a lot of reflection on this on a house purchase. But I don't know if facing of fear is the perfect. But when I was looking back, there's lots of things that one could say, right? There's there's the challenges and the really positive, amazing things that have happened. But there has been a process of a house purchase that you are very well aware of that's been taking up a lot of space and time. And there's been that buying a house can be so challenging and complicated and creating so much fears. But it really has. So I feel like that, and it, because it's been a 6-month process, it's essentially been half of the year. And because I signed it the other day, the house, which is amazing and part of the celebration, there is an element there of facing fears. But it also comes up in other parts of my life beyond the house purchase, which is more around launching into this entrepreneurial path. And some of that is not necessarily fearful, but there's risk taking and there's something which I kind of liked with the facing of fears. So.
Okay, we'll hear more about that in the other questions, I'm sure. But that's
what about you? What about your year?
So I pick three words then. That's how I interpret our question.
You followed the rules and I made a sentence.
Why is that so typical for both of them? I'm just kidding. That I love that though. So I picked intense, fun, and diverse.
Okay. Intense, I know. Mm-hmm. But tell us more.
So intense, it's just been so many exciting things going on at the same time. And I guess I'm going to have a hard time finding a year when intense is not going to come up, right? But it's been super intense. There's been so much going on. And I think part of why it's so intense is that I'm loving so much of what I do, but it is really a lot of fun. And the fun will most definitely outweigh the not so great. So that came up as a keyword. And then diverse. I mean, I've been from like the most beautiful luxury place in Hawaii with my husband, super romantic, and then like stuck at an airport in the middle of night in Wisconsin in a small little town. And I met like all kinds of clients.
So like high and low, like in terms of experiences, in terms of the emotional range of
like such a varied, like all the people I met, beautiful people, but from all walks of life, like, it's just been really quite fun. Yeah.
Okay, that's fantastic. So if you now would be stopping the podcast and sit with your journal, now would be the time to pause, right? And write down the three words in your review. So next question, number two, what am I or what are you, Victoria, celebrating from the year 2022?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things to be celebrated from this year. And I guess I'm celebrating, this is the question I didn't really answer actually when we went through it. I'm like, so what am I mean, I've had a lot of celebrations this year. Like my husband turned 50. There's been so many fun things in life, personal and professional. But I guess I'm celebrating most of all, I think, the approach of my daughter really getting settled in college. I think that is amazing that we are entering into a new form of life. Yeah. lots of celebrations, but it's not the one where I went deep. What about you?
Okay, so I went here. Yeah. Well, so what I'm celebrating is, you know, for those that have listened and followed, I have, with my little family, moved around like a mad person over the last few years, 10 or so, you know.
I was going to say a few.
And now we're established and, you know, we've been rooted in, it started to get ourselves rooted in Mallorca, but it's still been taking some time. It's still taking time. You know, we just, as I said, bought a house. So that is a celebration that we got that home. But also more than that, that we're actually getting established in a place that, you know, my sons and especially my older one is really starting to become more settled and, you know, having a home there. So I'm celebrating. And, you know, it was actually my friends that really reminded me about when I was sharing the news that the house gone through that, like, wow, this is really a dream of yours.
Yeah.
And now it's happening. And you know how it is. It's happening amidst everything. You're sick and you're complaining and you're worried and you're all of these other things at the same time. So it's so good to take that moment of celebrating that milestone. I'm also celebrating that we launched the retreats in Mallorca this year. So we've had our two first retreats and having participants from the whole world coming to Mallorca. And, you know, I think it's the entrepreneurs in both you and me, but I love the idea of bringing people to this island and creating work opportunities for me, but for others on the island, for the retreat centers, for the yoga teachers and so on. So I'm celebrating that that has come together and that has started, that journey has started.
You know, that makes me think that you've actually had quite a milestone year. Right? With a lot of different things happening. So that really calls for celebration. That's awesome.
Yes. But I have more. Can I continue? One more.
Yes.
One more on celebration. So the other celebration is really the idea of, even though I am a bit spread out in terms of the world, is the connection with family and friends. So both in terms of physically, when I've been home or when I've been in places where old friends are, to be able to catch up, but also the kind of connection with friends over just WhatsApp and phone conversations. Those have been really nice and meaningful connections. So, and you're always included on that list, obviously, every time we manage to connect and so on. It's something small and everyday, but it's actually a super important part of what has made this year lovely.
Okay, I'll have a few more when we talk about a few of the other questions that will come back. Okay, I'm loving that. Okay, wonderful celebrations. And building on that then, the next question is, what created energy? What gave you energy this year?
So reflecting upon that, because both you and I come into this recording quite drained, but now I see this big smile on both your face and my face. So it is really lovely now to reflect upon. Well, it's good because we have been tired and sick and all of these things. Well, we'll get to that in the next question. But what has created energy? And I think that I've been incredibly lucky that I've been able to come home. I'm now sitting and recording in our summer home, winter home, our cottage, whatever you call it, a country place in Sweden. So the luxury of having had longer breaks at two times when I almost felt like I was borderlining burnout. Yeah. To actually come home and do that proper break and that reset. Ideally, you know, you don't have to get that low to kind of take the break. But I that has really been useful to create energy, to take that proper break, get a change of scenery, you know, switch off the computer for a bit and walking in woods and nature, you know. So that has been really nice and like kind of a bigger created energy. On a more daily or weekly basis has been also spending time in nature. So we've been hiking a lot in Mallorca and that's been super, super nice. And then, well, I'm celebrating that kind of connection with family and friends, like these small phone calls at different times have just been super, super meaningful and really, really lovely. So that's been really important energy boost in quite a energy draining year.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah. I have a lot of things on this list, so I might just share a few of them. But one is, of course, we've had amazing trips with my husband, with you in Mallorca, being back in Sweden this summer. I mean, I've had some really amazing moments. Also, to your point, being out in nature. And I mean, all those trips have had in common that I've had lots of nature and actually lots of good food and wine too. But like that combination of movement, nature, and then lovely meals with loved ones and conversations. So that's been beautiful. I also have gotten so much lovely energy from my clients that I've met this year. And I've loved, again, as I said, I've had such diverse groups, and it's such a balance of, we'll come to the next question, that how my work, it's just fills me up with energy. And sometimes it's like finding that balance. So that has been amazing to meet all these amazing leaders. I mean, really from all over the globe. And also my family and my daughters. And I love to see my daughters growing up, and the conversations that we are having is just on a different kind of level. And my eldest daughter is studying psychology at college, and it's just so nice to be discussing books and theories, and all of that also gives me a lot of energy. And what I have done, and then when I miss it, I immediately notice that I've missed it, is movement. Like, I've had so much fun with tennis and hiking and all of that. And I do notice my dips in energy, I've not been able to sustain that much movement, and I can immediately see the effect of that. So yeah, those are some of the things on my...
So is there, my I know I'm kind energy. Of cheating now, but is there any of these kind of energy boosters that you are most definitely bringing with you into the next year? I'm kind of adding on a little extra mini question to,
no,
to that.
No, but like, it's a great question. Yeah, I think all of them, and some of them, it's, I mean, if we actually, let's go on to the next one question too. What is it that drained energy? I think it's always about finding that balance, right? So I feel passionate about work, so I'm saying yes a little too much to too many things, because it's just, I want to be out there and help and do all of that. And then I realize, okay, that drains me then a little bit from energy. So being more strategic, which is also what I do for a living, right? I talk with leaders about this all the time, but being a bit more strategic in how I achieve that perfect balance. So to your point, what is it that I'm bringing in to next year? Well, it is making sure that movement is there, right? To make sure that I have those connections, that I don't have to rush through my connections just because there is something else coming up, but that I can stay more in the moment, whether with the leaders that you're working with, or with the leaders, etc. Yeah. What about you? How do you see that balance? And what about the next question around draining you from energy?
Yeah. So the balance, I had some interesting conversations with a friend, and, you know, we were just reflecting, or she was reflecting back, because I was saying, you know, I'm so out of balance. This was a month or so ago. And, you know, she was like, you know, this balance thing, it's a complete myth. You know, either you have too much or you're bored and you write a book. that was her take on it. And you know, she's just written a book, and I don't think she was bored. I think that was just adding to the intensiveness of it. And, you know, I started to just, I'm not sure if that gives me a new insight yet or not, but I've started to play around with this idea that maybe looking for balance, because I've looked for it, I promote it, I talk about it, but sometimes thinking maybe that is setting us up for a little bit of a false, maybe, or it depends on how we define it. Maybe if we think of it as over a longer period of time, that's where we can get some balance. But in reality is, at least when you have lots of work or really young kids or, you know, all of that, it's really quite hard to achieve on a weekly basis this feeling of like, oh, I both had stimulating, interesting work, and I enjoyed my kids, and I felt well, and I went for a run. And, you know, like, it's really, really hard. So essentially, I think for 2023, I'm going to let balance perhaps go a little bit, you know, if you know what I mean, or at least not adding it as another thing that I need to achieve. So what strain?
But just on that point, I agree with you totally. And I think it becomes this additional goal even that is freaking everyone out, right? But maybe just look at then that energy account, if you wish, like to see, okay, how do I keep my energy on a more balanced level, right? For like, and maybe not just say day per day or hour per hour, but like within a month, etc. We don't all have to crash into December, right? But to think about it as a more sustainable way of doing it.
Yeah. And now when we know that energy prices have become so crazily expensive, it's a good metaphor as well. Like, you know, how to not overspend on the energy account. Okay. So the question there is what drained me of energy? I think that's something that I've learned, but that whole process of buying a house and more things than that, but that really tipped over the balance of worry. So like being worried and overthinking in the back of your mind, different outcomes and so on. I think that's really, really draining. Too much work as well, you know, that's, and that's a really a combination because it's a double-edged sword in so many ways. You do want to have a lot of work and it can just also become a little bit too much. And then sickness. We have been really sick this, especially this fall. I think I've kind of have 3 weeks that I can count on, like that we were well.
I heard a lot of people being sick this fall.
Yes,
I think it's so like everyone is out and about again. And
exactly. And I, you know, I have friends that are really, really sick. And there you feel like you shouldn't be complaining about, you know, having another cold. But it has been just hard on kind of maintaining the balance and the movement and all of that.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So moving on to the next question, our fifth, is it a fifth? One, two, three, four. Yes, the fifth question. And you should really lead this one because this is one of your favorite questions in relation to the roles that we have. So I'll hand it over to you.
So this question is, how did I do in my most important role? So those of you who have been following us for a longer time, you know that every new year, and perhaps me even more than you, Josephine, I go in and I look, what are my seven most important roles? And I got this whole idea from the seven habits of highly effective people of sort of just defining your seven most important roles. So that we'll talk more about that in the episode on looking in towards the future and towards next year. But basically, I define seven roles for every year. Most of them stay the same, but sometimes they switch depending on what is happening that year. So for example, the year that I really wanted to get more into my author role, the yoga instructor role had to go, right? Because, you know, it wouldn't fit. And it's a balance of a little bit looking into how you spend your role, because it's easy, your life and your time, because it's easy to pick seven like family related roles. But the idea is to pick maybe three of the roles that's your sort of personal relationships, and maybe two roles that's your work. So, for example, my work roles would be a senior leadership consultant and author. So I have two roles like that. And I have them up on my vision board, just behind this computer, so I can look at them every day. And now we also sold our house this year, so just recently, and I had to, I took it down because I thought, okay, people going around for the viewing, they might not want to be looking at my roles, or maybe they want, but I don't want them to, right, to see all my roles in my vision board. So I looked and I had a little bit of a reflection and I thought, this year has been very busy. How have I been doing? And I looked at, all right, like, first of all, like, I failed them all. That was like my first. And then I'm like, no, okay. I mean, I think I'm doing okay in my mom role. Like, I think, like, really, I've been really intentional about being present. And with two teenage girls, it's like you have to fight for being present, because they are never there. It's just like, make dates with your family members, right? And wife, I mean, we've had so much fun, my husband and I, and done a lot of nice things. So I think that's nice. And my senior leadership consultant, I've given it my all. So I feel like I've put a lot of energy into that. And I look like author. Okay. Like I have been, which was my goal this year, to really just write shorter pieces and post on LinkedIn. And it's true that that is actually something that's given me a lot of energy. The feedback I've gotten from
you've written great posts and lots of feedback, and you've really lived up to that.
Yeah, so that's true. Like, so I'm like, okay, I've been doing okay, and that's given me, so for those of you listening out there, I so appreciate that, like private messages as well from lots of people and comments, and so that's given me a lot of energy. And where I think I'm like really didn't do that well is my friendship role, where even I was told by two of my close friends just the other week, like they confirmed my suspicion that I haven't been doing that great. I mean, with all their love, I actually feel love that they told me, but it's true. I haven't done that well. And also my role around just taking care of me in the midst of all of that. And really being that health role model that you and I always talk about, that wellness and just taking a little bit extra time of doing that. No, I haven't done really well in those roles. So that's a process that I do. And it's so nice to, if you have the roles up on the wall, and to really check in and say like, hey, how am I doing? And then that's a great reflection for next year, what I want to put up there.
Yeah.
So yeah. What about you?
Super interesting. I quickly went through my roles, but I do it a little bit less kind of pronounced than you do. But one of the things that I more felt like, okay, I gave myself a pass rather than like going in to evaluate each of them. I'm like, did I pass? Did I do my best? You know? So passed most of my roles. And the one where I feel perhaps that there's more, I certainly passed, but there's more to learn, and that it's challenging, and that I'm really in the trying to figure out, is really the entrepreneur role and the building of a work life that goes beyond kind of me and my husband, where we're trying to create something bigger, how to balance between, you know, individual consultancies and growing something, and just managing your time and other people's time. And that is just really quite challenging, and it's super exciting, and lots of it is really, really great. But just I recognize there in that role that there is so much to learn. And I think that there's a reflection that's going to come into the next year, that if I'm taking that role seriously, there needs to be more space carved out for that role, because I feel like I'm kind of running behind my vision of that role. And perhaps that's been a little bit the theme of this fall, is a bit running behind most of those roles, trying to just do the bare minimum at least. But then one needs to recognize that one is not to be too hard on oneself.
Either. And I think that's exactly the purpose of us doing this now before we look into next year, right? So we can see, okay, so what's the realistic ambition there, right? When it comes to all of those things. So a great input for next year's reflection. Now, having said that, Josephine, the next question, I think it's pretty cool, but what will you leave behind? What are the things from 2022 that you're not going to bring with you to 2023? And that could be grudges, or is there someone you want to forgive, or is there any frustrations or bad habits, anything like that?
I didn't have a good answer on that one. But I do think now when we say it, it's some of the kind of the question marks. There's been a lot of decision making for me this year. And that costs a lot of time when you have to revisit goals and think through some of the decisions. So I'm in a nice position now where some big decisions have been made.
Yeah.
So I guess I leave behind the, you know, the revisiting of those decisions, or, you know, I leave the decision making behind, and I'm hoping that it would be a year of more just being able to ride on good old decisions.
Yeah, I love that.
What about you?
Yeah, so now that I'm thinking about you, because you just got your new house and we just are selling our house, and that's been a big decision that Andreas and I made this summer after reflecting together. And we have this beautiful, amazing house, and you jokingly say like it's massive and so many, like, and I mean, you've
been that here. It's your J-Lo house.
Yes, exactly. That's what you say, right? And it is like the houses in Georgia, in Atlanta, they are bigger than average, I'd say. But still, we just felt that, wow, we're here in this big house. Most of the time, just my husband and I, and then we both travel for work. So there's really no one here. And it's like, hello, is there anyone at home? And we have all this empty space, and it just doesn't feel sustainable.
So that's now I know you're leaving it behind, all of the big furniture that won't fit in your new place.
Yes. And that black financial hole of money just going out to maintain a house like this, right?
That's amazing.
So, so I'm so excited about that, because we're not in a bad place. We're getting a super cool newly built townhouse, and it's going to be so exciting. We're going to move downtown into the small little cute town where we live. We'll talk about that in a few, but I'm leaving behind, I feel like, that feeling of, even if you earn a lot of money, it constantly goes out to maintain this and all this big space and just make it a little simpler. And I'm really excited to leave that behind. And I think with that, I think it's that excessiveness that I want to leave behind a little bit when it comes to the idea of saying yes to too many things, or eating too much sugar because I'm tired, or just leave that a little behind and just come a little cleaner, do a little less, and just do it a little bit better.
No, and I think that's super important. Also now when we're talking about like houses and purchases, and like for many, it's been a super hard year, and there's also like hard times coming up financially and economically and worldly as well. And excessiveness is perhaps, you know, for some a choice to leave that behind, and for some a must. And I mean, I just kind of being aware of that. And of course, thinking that scaling down can actually be something quite useful for all of us. And for some, actually, you know, we have to. Most of us as well in these times.
Yeah. So going on then from that, we're leaving behind a little bit of a few things. The next one, sort of building, what have been your greatest challenges and what did you learn from them this year?
I already covered one that I had written down because we talked about it, but that's the in my yoga app, they say, find the balance between effort and relaxation, which has been really, really challenging. But, you know, we talked about that. Well, let's, you know, think about the energy balance instead. I think the whole kind of decision-making element of moving and doing the things that we have been doing. And I think that there's been a real lesson there in terms of letting go of not being as attached to the outcome. Mm-hmm. I had a big shift this summer where I really felt challenged, and having that break in the summer was super rewarding and managed for me. I could actually bring in a bit of a mind shift. Mm-hmm. So that was really, really nice. So I learned from that. And then, then it's been a year also of friends being sick and passing away. So also it's more as a support person. Of course, you're personally affected by the loss or the sharing of the fear or whatever that it might be. But I think that there's lots of lessons involved in that in terms of the connection to those people that are also going through perhaps even more hardship than, or for sure, more hardship than you are.
Yeah, I love that. That's beautiful. And I can relate to that. And I think the next question is really sort of tied into that. So we'll go immediately into that one, because it is, what did I learn or unlearn in 2022? Mm. So if we had the challenges and the lessons, I think if I go into that point, I would say lots of learnings. That's been something I've really tried to do. I've done a lot of reading. I continue to do even more reading and just getting in a lot of research. And one thing that I have realized and got confirmed, maybe reinforced, mm-hmm. is that we have, wherever we are in the world, whatever challenges we face, we are more similar than we think. And I think that's just so important to consider, and just to be kind to one another, because there is so many things and so many struggles that people may have that we may not think of at first sight. So that's, I think, an important learning point for me.
Yeah, it's a great learning.
Shall we go to the next question, the almost final question, the ninth question, the three favorite moments?
Yes, but you will have to start. Can you?
Yeah, I can. Okay, so it was like, you know what I had to do? I went through my calendar quickly. I'm like, what did I do? And there's so many favorite moments. And we have this tradition in our family that we've been brought up with, that every New Year's Eve, you have to pick only one, like your one favorite moment of the year. Mm-hmm. That's always really, really hard. And we've spread this amongst our friends. But I think, first of all, the trip that I did to Hawaii with my husband, and it was really the President's Club of Franklin Covey. So it was amazing that we were invited there. And we added on a few days and sort of did our second honeymoon 25 years later, you know, and it was amazing. And that was really like so beautiful. And we had such a lovely time. I'm going to share that forever. It was nice for the two of us to just go on our own somewhere that was beautiful. Another one was Mallorca with you and Patrick. Yes. And it was just so nice. And so everything about that trip was just perfect. You know, when you plan a trip and you think that you're thinking it's going to be perfect and it turns out perfect, and everything from our hikes to our lovely drinks at the pool, like we got it all in that trip. Like the nature, the deep talk, the parties, we had it all, which was so nice. And then another moment in all of this that I just cherish a little bit was, I mean, and there's so many amazing moments that I hope, you know, no one will feel left out.
But only three.
Yeah,
only
I know. was when we were home. It was just like a normal, like nice weekend ahead. And our daughter called me from college, and it was a Friday afternoon. And she was a little sad, and she'd gone through like some rough times during the week, you know how it is, and your roommates, all these different things going on. And I'm like, well, honey, why don't you just come home, right? And she's up in UMass. It's a 16-hour drive from where we live. So, but I'm like, this is why I have all these air miles. And it was so funny, Andres and I were just looking at each other. And then we sort of he booked the hotel for like to get to the airport. I clicked and booked the trip with my mm-hmm. air miles. And then, yeah. you know, a few hours later, like she was there in Atlanta and we just had such a beautiful weekend and it was so lovely and we could just really take care of her. And she was so grateful and was so lovely. And then she was full of energy when she went back home and she was excited. And I thought, wow, this is just so lovely. Both that I was, wow, that wonderful. We were able to offer that and also that she was so grateful and that we had such a lovely, lovely time. So I think that's one of my favorite moments.
Amazing. The Mallorca hike with you guys was one of mine. And then I will just add better, one, which was no, but I had a lovely moment as I celebrated the end of the first retreat in Mallorca. And we had a big celebratory night together with all of the participants. And they were celebrating each other, sharing what they appreciated with one another. And it was just such a beautiful night. And you feel like, oh, this is something that you dreamt. And then people are there and they're enjoying it and they're happy. And you supported something meaningful. So that was such a beautiful day and night for me. Ah. So take now a moment and fill in some of your favorite moments and maybe go through your phone or whatever you might need to do, calendar, to kind of remember some of those really nice and special times. And then
the
we'll
final
come to
one.
The final.
Yes. We both want to finish. I don't know how to. I need to think about this one. I'm not done thinking about this. Are you done? But finish the sentence. Year 2022 was the year that. Do you have
it? Okay, so I need to do it with a caveat.
Okay.
Because I have a vision board, right?
Uh-huh.
So on my vision board for 2022, now I feel like maybe it's a bit cheesy. Anyways, it's a bit cheesy. Yeah, I'll be fine with sharing cheesy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It says, plant the seeds of my most beautiful life. And so year 2022 was the year that we bought a home in Mallorca.
Yes.
And I think that that goes really nicely with planting those seeds.
Yes. I get almost like a little teared up here to talk about cheesy. But that is so nice. I think on that note, I think that's where we should finish, right? So everyone, thank you so much for joining us on this reflection session. However you like to reflect, find a moment, go deeper, add your own questions, add your own thoughts. But don't just leave the year. Take a moment and think about all the important things. 2022 before you let it go.
Yes, get some closure before you move on to next dream setting, goal setting, intention setting.
Exactly.
Big hug.
So this is the part one out of the three parts. Enjoy the other two parts as well, and we will all see you around. Take care, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.